Snow globes are the bomb.
How many E.T. games are there?
Oh, that was weird.
It was a little weird.
It
is Friday.
Why are we doing this show on Friday?
Why don't you tell the people why we're doing it on Friday?
I have some important business to take care of tomorrow.
In the industry?
Mm-hmm.
Well, good luck with that business.
Thanks. I'll be at Mocha. We at the Mocha Festival.
Hmm.
It's a comics convention in the city.
Why don't you just start doing men in the ass?
I already started.
Ew.
Homo? Mocha is this comic convention. It's really cool. I'll be there.
Check it out, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I heard if you go there and you call 718-304-7856,
what?
You live forever. That's what I heard.
Infinity?
Yeah. What is infinity?
It's like forever.
Like, we already proved this on our other show. It's a dillion, right? A dillion Z.
Yeah.
Is the most, is the biggest number.
Well, I think there is no such thing as infinity.
You totally had marathon infinity.
That doesn't make sense. Infinity, it doesn't exist.
You sure?
It's one of those things the scientists try. That's what the scientists try to. They thought of it because they don't know what dillion.
Scientist called up. He's going to explain it.
What?
Stephen Hawking. He's back to explain.
This guy is so fake. Computer man.
Computer man explains infinity.
Faker.
We told him before the show, infinity doesn't exist. This was his retort.
I'll slap you, bitch.
What?
The guy is serious.
What a jerk.
He is serious about his physics. I don't know if infinity has anything to do with physics, but I know this guy is serious.
Well, let me explain to you what infinity is.
All right.
It's a made-up thing that scientists, I told you, scientists don't know what a dillion is. They don't know what D words are.
That's right.
Right? So a dillion Z is the last number.
Ever?
Right? Ever.
That's right. We said that a couple shows ago. We said that.
Dillion Z. That's the last number you can count up to. It takes a really long time.
Yeah.
It's like...
dillion years, probably.
Probably a dillion lifetimes.
A dillion, yeah.
And, so...
have we talked about this show, The Universe, on this show?
No. You were telling me about it in the car.
People, look out. The universe is just gonna rip apart, and that's how it ends. Yeah, according to some scientists, the universe just ends.
How is that possible?
I have no idea, but it sounds
awesome. You said something about, like, you know how there's a big bang, there's a big rip?
Right, the
it's
universe...
when your mom takes the dragon fart. Makes the dragon fart, not takes
so
one.
So mad. She takes a fart. I'm gonna take the fart some more jokes, excuse me.
A giant rip.
Mom, stop carrying on that box of farts. Why is she doing that? Where is she going? Really? Where is she taking it? Hmm. Probably your mom's house. She likes...
my mom does not like farts.
No?
No.
Big fart...
hater.
Hater?
She hates farts.
Whatever.
So the big rip is...
the universe is actually going faster than,
please.
Please. It is. The Big Bang happens, right? And you think, oh...
slow.
The universe is going to slow down. No. It's getting faster. It's accelerating. It's Excelsior!
Wait, how does this man prove this? Like, what is his...
he's got, like, a dillion charts or something. He pulls out, oh, this is the universe. I drew a picture of it, and I have a laser pointer. And I believe anybody with a laser pointer. Mr. Vodka? And a laser pointer.
Didn't he rape children?
Yeah! Oh, he did not rape children. Just...
right.
Sent inappropriate...
yeah, we had perverts working in our high school.
Pipe.
Massive perverts.
Massive?
They were fat. They were really big.
They were some big people.
Who's your favorite big person?
Good question. Not Big from Robin Big. I don't like him at all. He's my least favorite big person.
I like Robin Big.
My favorite big person, believe it or not, Jeff Goldblum.
He's not big.
Guy's huge.
You mean tall.
He's huge. He's big.
He's just tall. He's not big.
He's able to make himself look smaller than he is because he's amazing. He's got magic.
He does not have magic. You know who has magic?
Who?
Andre the Giant. He's big.
He is our favorite big person, probably. Both of us. He called up.
What? He did?
Yeah, he left a message.
I didn't know he could call the show.
718-304-7856. That plus the zombie dance equals Andre the Giant.
Oh, cool.
Hey, Ben. Hey Joe, this is Andre. I'm at the Big People's Convention. It's a convention for big peoples. It's Andre the Giant. Yeah, that's me. And I'm here with a bunch of other big people. I'm including Pete the Giant. He's a big giant guy, and your pal and my pal Worf. He's here. Let me put him on the phone. Hold on 1 second. Hey man. Hey Joe, this is Worf. Listen. I'm at the Giant Convention, so I'm taking a week off. It's actually called the Big People's Convention, Worf. Sorry, I forgot. I'm so big. Yeah, okay, well, not only are there giants here, but there are big people, like me and you. And, well, I'm a giant, but you're really just a big person. You know who else is here?
Who?
The Green Giant. The Giant Giant. The guy who goes, ho, ho, ho.
Yeah, here he comes.
Oh, what is?
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Oh my god. I don't think that's a giant Green Giant, Worf. I think that's just a pimp looking for his hoes.
Yeah, I love pimps. And stabbing Willow.
Oh my god, don't mention that. That's disturbing. Alright guys, this is Andre the Giant and Worf. We're at the Big People's Convention. It's going on for about 2 more weeks still. We'll probably be calling you again from here. It's in a really big hotel. Jeez. Jeez.
Wow,
I didn't know they had conventions like that.
I got the brochure right here in front of me.
Oh, really?
Okay. You know who else is there?
Who?
Vlade Divac. You remember him?
Yeah, that's that basketball dude, right?
He's there. He's totally there. There's a lot of basketball players there, actually.
Yeah, probably. They're all really tall.
My favorite is Larry Johnson. Because, first of all, his name is Larry Johnson. Second of all, have you ever seen the movie Space Jam?
Yes, I believe so.
See, now, this
that's the one with the cartoons, right?
Yeah, it's got the cartoons in it.
Yes.
This is what I love about Hollywood. Somebody was just sitting around, mm-hmm. right? And he's like, hey, you know what, guys? I want to make a movie about basketball.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, all right, with Michael Jordan.
Sounds great.
That's a good person to put in a basketball movie.
Right, yeah. I mean,
and the Looney Tunes.
And then I would have been, okay, you're crazy, and I'll put you in a mental institution.
Right, well, good thing you weren't there, because that was box office gold.
Or crap.
Yeah. But my favorite part of that whole movie is... You see, these aliens come down to Earth, and they steal NBA basketball players' talent.
Oh, right.
Their talent to play basketball.
So, without this, they are talentless.
Right. They have no talent. The key word being talent.
Right.
Right? Well, at the end of the movie, mm-hmm. Michael Jordan and Bill Murray...
Love Bill.
Save the day. They save the universe.
I can see Bill Murray saving the day. I'm not sure about Michael Jordan, but it is a movie.
Have you ever seen him slam basketball?
Michael Jordan?
Yeah.
Or Bill Murray?
Bill Murray.
No, I haven't.
Alright, well, then watch Space Jam.
Okay.
Because he doesn't do it there either. Even with computer technologies. Anyway, Michael Jordan gets their talent back, and he mm-hmm. puts it into a basketball. I don't know why that works, but, you know. So, as soon as
You're talking crazy right now.
It's a little crazy. There's a little disclaimer before the movie. Says
this movie's crazy.
It's a little crazy. And watch out for R. Kelly.
R. Kelly's in the...
Oh, he sings the song.
Oh. Really
anyway, all the other players get their talent back, and they're excited about it. A basketball player by the name of Larry Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
He goes up, and he slam dunks the basketball. And this is what his line is. Probably the best cinematic...
Do you want to play a sound clip? Maybe we can find a sound clip of that? Or do you want to do an impression right now?
Oh, boy. I don't know if we'll find the sound clip, so I'll just say it.
Alright.
He says, I got my powers back.
Powers?
Yeah.
I thought it was talent he was missing.
He thinks slam dunking a basketball is powers.
I don't think it's powers. If you were flying...
No, that's maybe. Powers.
Maybe.
Speaking of powers, we've probably had this conversation numerous times on the show. Right. What superpower do you want?
I want flight.
Just like regular old flying?
Oh, super...
Hulk hands? Thing feet?
Can I have multiple powers?
Probably.
Because I'd want Thing Feet, Hulk Hands, and the power to fly.
You'd be crazy. Speaking of powers.
What do you want? Powers you want?
I guess flying, but heat vision's pretty cool.
That is boring.
Burning people in my eyes is amazing.
Boring.
Especially when they piss
who,
you off.
Who would be the first person you would burn?
Oh, God.
I'd probably go to a burn victim. And burn them again.
After they got skin grafts, right?
I go,
irony.
Dead.
Alright, how about this? Would you rather...
I'd burn them till they're dead.
cook them?
Yeah.
Would you rather be in the Fantastic Four or amputated?
I would go with amputated.
All right, because I heard on the radio this morning, there's a ride in Six Flags.
I heard about, this. Yeah.
Girl goes on this ride. Gross. And the ride malfunctions.
It's a Superman
ride.
Yeah,
it's a Superman ride. Mm-hmm. Her legs...
I think it was just her feet.
Her feet get cut off.
Yeah, because there's like a cord.
A cable snapped and ripped off her feet. Wow.
That sucks, man.
Yeah, and I can't take credit for this joke I'm about to say, because it was Jim Norton from the Open Anthony show. Mm-hmm. He goes, a Superman ride that takes away your ability to walk. First you get on the horse, and then it throws you.
That's pretty funny.
How freaky is that?
That's weird.
That made me a little scared. A lot of things scare me in life.
Right.
It's like, all right, whatever. But that scares me.
Yeah, I read that last night on boingboing.net. And, yeah, it was freaky.
That scares me. I was legitimately
afraid. How many people
afraid.
Do you know that don't have feet? Like, I mean, that's not, like, a common thing. Like, you lose a leg.
Right.
You lose an arm. Maybe an eye. But no one really loses their feet. Just right. their feet.
You can lose a hand.
You can.
In a machine. You can. Accident. You can. Or a pirate tree, you know?
Right. What do they do? Like, you have no feet. Do you get new feet? You in a wheelchair?
Like, people what? Probably look at you in the wheelchair. Get up! Oh, sorry. Oh,
I didn't see that you had no feet. That's weird.
I think that's more annoying than losing both your legs. Because think about it. You have the same disability.
Or you're half of a man. Or half of a woman.
No, as long as I have my junk, I'm all man.
No, because this is half.
Yeah, but I said legs. I
like right here.
Yeah.
Well, look, your butt is kind of part of your legs. If you ever look at your butt in the mirror, and you're like, what? That's part of my leg.
What are you doing at home?
That's so weird, isn't it? Your butt. Your butt cheeks. I'm not talking about your butt hole. Your butt cheeks. That's a leg right there.
That's a leg.
Yeah, that's your leg.
Ew, so if I'm eating chicken legs, am I eating chicken ass?
You're probably eating part of the butt.
Oh, boy. I'm going to change my favorite piece.
Isn't that weird? Oh, you like the legs?
Yeah, I'm a leg man.
I'm a breast man.
Who isn't? Really?
Oh, I like drumsticks. Isn't that weird that we call them drumsticks?
Yeah, but they're not. They're chicken not. Legs.
They are chicken legs.
They're legs that have been lopped off a chicken.
I guess the big part of that drumstick, that's butt right there.
Meaty, meaty butt.
That is chicken butt. Guess what? Chicken butt.
Good one. Good one.
Take that voicemail.
All right.
Do you hear it in the background?
Yeah, I hear that.
Hey, Ben. Hey, Joe. This is Gary Ullman. I'm on the Superman ride here in Six Flags. Yeah, I just heard the news that girl lost her feet. Fuck that, man. I'm on this ride. I'm going to be awesome because it's awesome ride and I love it.
Gary Ullman, this is Bill Nye, the Science Guy.
Hey, Bill Nye.
I know all about losing feet.
Oh, yeah?
And let me tell you, it is awesome.
Okay.
But what happened to your English accent?
Fuck that. I don't use that. That's all a fake thing. I don't use that.
All right, I'm out of here. This is Bill Nye checking out.
All right. Are you sure you can get out of here? We're in this like little cage thing that we're gonna go on the Superman ride. All right. How does this work? Do you know how this works?
Well, let me explain to the listeners here.
Right.
You go up on this ride.
Right.
And then this big cable snaps and just lops off your feet.
I think I'm getting off this ride. I don't want that to happen.
It's gonna happen right now.
Oh no.
Dope cheese.
Nope. Ow.
That's disturbing news. I hope he's all right. Both of those guys.
I think Bill Nye picked his feet up.
Speaking of science people, Mr. Wizard died.
You know, I saw that the other day.
That's a while ago.
And I was fucking sad.
Yeah. But you could buy his box set DVDs.
I'm going to buy that.
Or steal it.
You know what Mr. Wizard... good call. Mr. Wizard.
When I say buy, I mean steal.
Steal, yeah. He called.
Mr. Wizard?
He left one final voicemail. Because he always called us. We have a backlog of Mr. Wizard.
Yes, we do. We should actually play some of those.
We should play some of those. But we're going to play one today.
Right.
Maybe we'll play a Mr. Wizard one every day.
Good idea.
For a while. So right. We forget about it.
All right.
All right, here's the first one.
I'll slap you, bitch.
And speaking of Scientology.
Right.
How much do you want to just pummel? All right, that's the word, pummel.
Yeah, it's a beat up or something.
Chan Travolta, his Chinese counterpart, Chan. And John Travolta.
I have no beef with Chan, but John, guy's a dick. I don't like
Chan. Chan is pretty cool.
I'm sorry, I take that back. You're right. He does some ninja flips.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
But John Travolta, have you seen the trailer for Hairspray?
Wait, John Travolta's in Hairspray?
John Travolta.
Yeah, Why is he in Hairspray? He wasn't in the original movie.
No, and he wasn't in the Broadway musical Hairspray.
Why are they remaking it?
They're remaking it into a movie, and
it was a movie though.
Yeah, but they're remaking it into a movie. There's nothing more disturbing.
So they're making the Broadway musical version.
Yeah, yeah.
Sort of totally. Like what they do with the producers.
Yes, but worse. Worse. All right. Name some things that scare you.
John Travolta.
Okay, that's one. Right? Fat suits, is that two?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Well, John Travolta. Travolta. That's his Russian counterpart. This is John Travolta.
Okay.
He's in a fat suit.
Right.
As a woman.
Well, that's what they did for the original.
As a woman.
Yeah, that's what they did. Divine was Ricky Lake's mother, but he's really a dude. But he does, did for a living, he was a drag queen.
Yeah, but this is John Travolta. Yeah, he's not a drag queen.
He should be, though.
I'm the most, one of the most liberal people in the world. I don't care if guys want to dress like girls. That's fine by me.
I just like turtles sometimes.
I love. Check that video out. Yes. It's awesome. Thanks. And whoever Al Fader is, awesome.
I love that guy.
Anyway, this is the only time I've seen a man dressed like a woman where I said, I just want to punch John Travolta in the face repeatedly.
Wow, really? I gotta see this.
You don't want to. It's gross. John Travolta pisses me off.
To no end.
To no end.
Wow.
I'm gonna fuck him up.
In the face.
You're gonna be John Ugly Face Travolta, but I'm done with him.
He is kind of cool though, because he can fly planes. How many people you know can fly a plane?
Harrison Ford.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's gonna make Indy 4. Disturbing. Speaking of Indy 4, did you watch
Sean Connery?
He's in it?
No. Oh. Refuses to be in it.
Well, he's smart.
He's like, I'm not getting out of retirement for that piece of garbage.
Fuck that shit.
Direct quote from him.
Wow.
He called it a piece of garbage.
Really?
No.
Really?
No.
Did you watch?
I just made that up.
Well, that was pretty good. Pretty good off the cuff. Did you watch AFI's 100 years, 100 greatest movies 10th anniversary, which means 110 years?
No.
Let me tell you something.
What's number one?
Citizen Kane, still number one.
Of course.
I thought we agreed Spy Kids 3 was the new Citizen Kane.
I believe it took that spot.
It did, but I guess it was,
maybe it takes another 10 years.
Yeah, probably, yeah. They probably just did that.
Right.
They amended that for this year.
Spy Kids 3.
Right, 3D. You can't top 3D.
No.
I mean, 1 and 2 were pretty good achievements.
I think they were really good.
Once you get 3D.
It blows everything out of the water, including Citizen Kane.
Just like your mom.
What?
So, number two was The Godfather.
Again?
Uh-huh. But then there were some ones in the top 10 where I was like, why?
Rush Hour?
Rush Hour 2. Not even one. Rush Hour 2. Spielberg cried when he was talking about it.
They didn't even go with the classic Rush Hour 1?
No, they went for 2. I mean, alright, yeah, I love Jackie Chan. Right. I really love Chris Tucker.
Who doesn't?
But you gotta go with 1 in that area.
Yeah.
Horrible area.
Wow, really?
Yeah, guess what else was made it?
I don't know what.
You don't... Wild Things 3?
I didn't even know they made a third one.
They did. They just jumped over 2, made 3. No, there's 2 and 3.
Really?
Yeah. This one wasn't in 3D, but it just, it added more lesbian sex.
It should have been in 3D.
Oh, man, that's 4, I think, next year.
4D.
40. And I think Live Free or Die Hard was on there. I think that was number 8. Because I'm going to go see that movie.
Garbage.
Never. Although, when you describe it, it sounds great.
It sounds awesome.
But then when you look at it...
Let's see. Okay, there's Bruce Willis. Awesome.
Yeah, I'm looking at him right now. He's in my room.
He's cool. And there's car chases and helicopters. Helicopters?
Yeah.
Helicopters. And explosions.
All right, is Bruce Willis the best, like, action hero? I think it's Arnold, Stallone, Bruce.
Like, currently, or Seagal? Just of all time?
Ever. Who's the best? If you're going to watch a cheesy action movie, and you're like, I want...
Who's the coolest? Yeah. I think Bruce Willis is the coolest.
Yeah, you going with Bruce Willis?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Who do you think's cooler than
I think Arnold's pretty cool.
Arnold's cool.
Commando?
But it's almost like
Did you see Commando?
Yeah, I did.
Let off some steam?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, but it's like, it's cool because it's cheesy. Bruce Willis, it's cheesy, but it's not over-the-top cheesy.
Alright.
Like, yeah. It's semi-realistic.
But you know what? Like, here's gonna be...
Arnold, no way. Sorry.
Yeah, well... Come on, Junior? Semi-realistic.
Yeah, and like, what... I mean, Bruce Willis has done some bad movies, but...
Yeah, he does. He has.
Not in the caliber of Junior quality or other stuff that Arnold has done.
Yeah, but Arnold is like
that At Last Action Hero movie. Oh,
God, I hate that movie. Arnold falls in love with just about every script he sees.
Right.
Stallone, he's just on drugs, I think.
Well, yeah.
Although John Rambo, this movie looks ridiculous.
Ridiculously awesome.
Yeah. Meat. Yeah. He's turning people into meat. So I'm going to give Stallone, even though he's not my favorite action hero, because right. I think he thinks too highly of himself, making crappy-ass movies like Cliffhanger and...
Cliffhanger. Opening, great.
Good opening. The rest of the movie, awful.
Stupid.
And that one with the subway, not the subway, the tunnel. What was that called? Daylight?
Right. Yeah, they get trapped in a tunnel.
Awful.
A.K.A.
movie.
Joe's mom's butt.
What? What are they doing on my mom's butt?
Tunnel.
Although I think...
Sorry.
Shut it.
Okay.
Although I think he's my least favorite action hero.
Right.
I think he's in my favorite action movie of all time.
Which is?
Demolition Man.
Right. Okay. Hey, are you going to give Wesley Snipes some credit for that?
I'm going to give him some credit.
Yeah.
And
he was good.
Del Paxton. Rob Schneider.
Look how we call him Del Paxton.
This guy has no other name. There's a lot of famous people in that movie.
Yeah.
All star cast.
Except for Sandra Bullock, because she sucks.
You don't like her?
She sucks balls. She's worse than Donnie Defcoat. Yeah.
All right, Donnie Defcoat versus Sandra Bullock. You're going to say she's worse? I think she's...
Donnie Defcoat wasn't in Speed, so I'll give it to Sandra Bullock. Because that was a good movie.
Wasn't in Speed. Yeah, you look carefully. He's in a quick scene.
Did you like Speed?
Speed is
that was my first drive-in movie, so I have to like it.
Speed is a pure
popcorn action.
Like
it was good.
Yeah, it's like everything I want to hate about Speed, I end up watching it and liking it. So right. Yeah, and Cameron's in it, and he says, "Oh darn," instead of what did he say? "Fuck me."
Yeah,
and Keanu really—I mean, he should have won the Oscar for that. I'm taller than you, asshole.
Why wasn't he in the second one?
Because he said, fuck that. Because they put that other crappy guy in it. Speed 2, one of the worst movies I've ever seen.
I've never seen it.
Don't.
If I don't want that.
To act, like, you're going to be old one day, and you're going to be about to die, and you're going to
go,
I wish I had that 2 hours back that I spent watching Speed 2, and that's the last thought that's going to go through your mind. That's my nightmare every day. One day I'm going to die, and I'm going to regret 2 hours of my life being wasted in the theater.
Oh, why'd you go?
My parents dragged me.
I thought maybe you watched it on HBO, you were strapped down to a chair, and you had to watch it.
You have a choice in HBO of just changing the channel. When you're in theater, you have to watch all 2 hours of that.
You can walk out.
Horse Cock Johnson movie. You've only walked out of one movie, right?
And that was He-Man.
Masters of the
Universe. And they're making a new one. Yes.
Is Dolph Lundgren up for it?
No.
Who's going to play He-Man?
I have no...
Me. Vin Diesel.
Also in the works, a Thundercats movie.
Oh, ho. Who's going to play Chitara, huh?
I don't know.
I'm going to like that.
Shitty coming.
She was hot.
It's this whole 80s craze that everyone's going through.
You know, I fucking hate the 80s.
Transformers are making new, and...
Transformers is
Thundercats, and He-Man.
Yeah. You realize X-Men, the X-Men movie,
right?
Came out in 2000?
That's crazy.
That's like almost 8 years ago.
Wow.
2000.
I didn't know it was that.
That's an old movie.
Wow.
See, X-Men was good.
Right.
I'm going to actually go out on a limb and say X2 was a little bit better.
I don't even remember those movies.
X2 was pretty good. X-Men 3, The Last Stand, don't bother.
Yeah.
They changed directors, and it was bad.
I'm not a big fan of the X-Men. No? X-Men
You don't like X-Men? Meh. Wolverine. Storm.
Wolverine's cool.
Storm.
I'm not a big fan of Storm. Sorry. I like Halle Berry. I don't like Storm.
She plays Storm. I don't know if you know this.
What?
Catwoman.
She's not in the X-Men.
But Halle Berry is. Catwoman. Garbage. I couldn't even watch Catwoman.
Garbage.
And I think Halle Berry's pretty damn hot. And I was like,
I bet you if Otho was in it, I'd watch it.
As Catwoman?
Yeah, if Otho played Catwoman.
Yeah, I'd probably watch that.
I think Otho is an awesome actor.
He is.
What's his real name? I forget his real name.
I think it's Otho.
Yeah. If you guys don't know who we're talking about, if you know Otho from Beetlejuice, he's awesome. He also played a monkey in the Planet of the Apes movie.
He did. I think he's in most Tim Burton features, right?
Yeah. He does voices for all his animated stuff.
Corpse Bride, did you like that?
Eh.
I thought it was pretty good.
It was okay.
I thought it kind of a little too...
Was Otho in Batman?
Ooh, good call. No, he wasn't.
What do you think of Corpse Bride? Sorry.
I don't know. It was good, but I haven't seen it since.
Yeah, I only saw it once.
Like, I liked it because it was old school.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, you saw little jumps.
Yeah.
Like, little mess-ups. And mm-hmm. I liked that. It made me feel like I was watching Claymation back in the day. But, yeah, it's like he got everybody else that was always does movies with him. Like,
right.
He got Johnny Depp and Christopher Lee
and
all these other people. Basically, it came out like right after Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Right.
It was like the same cast.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like the new Charlie and the Chocolate Factory?
It's okay.
I was a little disappointed.
Come on, those little guys. The Oompa
Loompas. That was the best part.
Oompa Loompas are way better in the second one.
Yes, than I the agree. First one. In fact, I think it's a better movie than the first one because I hate the first Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
I kind of like the first one.
Maybe Gene Wilder.
Yeah.
That's it.
Maybe. Yes.
In the end, when he flips out.
Yeah.
That's the best part.
Good day, sir.
Good day, sir.
And I like the bubble scene where they're burping.
Oh, that is stupid. I hate the kid and I hate the grandpa. Grandpa Joe can go suck a cock.
I like that guy. He's famous.
For what?
For other things. We gotta look that up.
We'll look that up later.
He's famous.
I'm too lazy to look that up now.
Alright. I think this is the end of the show.
Yeah. I like rapping movies at the end.
Yeah. So check me out at Mocha. I'll be there.
Yeah, check.
Saturday and Sunday.
Check Ben out. If you tell him that you're going to pleasure him, he will give you a free comic. A free comic. Don't really pleasure him, though.
No, don't.
Unless... No, don't. No, he's got a nice girlfriend.
Yeah.
Naomi rocks. Just want to say that.
She rocks a hizzy.
What?
Yeah.
You didn't tell me that.
New information. Naomi rocks the hizzy.
Oh, look out.
He's
up for Girlfriend of the Year, I heard.
Mm-hmm.
For buying you Diddy Kong Racing.
I love Diddy Kong Racing.
Thank you.
On the DS. All right. So call us, email us, Gmail us, I mean, iHeartSnacks@gmail.com.
718-304-7856. You call us, tell them Joe sent you.
And MySpace us at myspace.com/iHeartSnacksRadio.
Check out, subscribe to Ben Wants a Kitty at youtube.com. You'll see a lot of our videos.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Or on our blogspot at iHeartSnacks.blogspot.com.
Our latest vidcast.
Good vidcast.
Good vidcast. Donnelly helped us out.
It was awesome.
Ninja Turtle Dancing.
Mm-hmm.
We have to read.
Oh, shit, we got...
Before we go...
Gmails.
We got some Gmails. Andrea Finari, I love it.
Yep.
She said that.
Actually, they weren't Gmails. Most of these are like Facebook.
Facebooks.
And
MySpace.
We got a new Facebook friend. His name is Eric. Eric. I'm not going to say his last name. Right? I shouldn't say his last name.
No, I guess not.
And you want to read the quote?
Giraffes use their little stub horn things to like impale the pterodactyls in the face. So, yeah. Looks like Eric's on the good side.
I think Eric has joined the dark side.
He's
of the
one
force.
Of the good people.
A Heather. I know a lot of Heathers, so I'm
I
not
think
sure.
Everybody you know is Heather.
Yeah. She commented on our blog.
What'd she say?
Saying, this was in reference to when I was deciding what game I should buy on the virtual console.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, Bonk totally beats Sonic. I'm going to agree. And she continues by saying, collecting rings... Or hitting things with your head? ? Sonic is so gay. With all his jewelry collecting and stupid frilly fox sidekick.
You tell Pega that. Don't tell me.
I'm going to totally agree with Heather.
Alright, well.
I did not download Bonk, though. I believe I got Punch Out that time.
No, you got Bomberman.
Oh, Bomberman. Yeah, it's awesome. Love Bomberman.
Yeah, you a big fan?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right, well, thanks for tuning in to another episode of I Heart Snacks.
I'll see you at the movies.
Fuck you.
Nope, jeez.
Nope.
I'll slap you, bitch.